Works.
The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you, and this is a very special show that we have for you today. And as a matter of fact, the start of this week and every day for the next 7 days, we'll be coming to you from the Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia. And right up the street is Augusta National, and of course the site of the 83rd Masters Tournament, which will, well, it's already getting started with all the fun and festivities, but the official tournament will start on Thursday, and this, of course, is Monday of that week. We've got a great show coming your way. We've got to talk about all the things happening, including, and in particular, Lexi Thompson and what happened there, and So-Yeon Ryu with from South Korea, the NAA Inspiration Major for the women on the LPGA Tour yesterday. Major rule deciphering, if you will, to get down to what happened, and there's a lot of drama. So we'll talk about that. We also will talk a little bit later on with Carrie Morse. She is with the Adult Service Coordinator for Elves for Autism Foundation, one of the people we'll be talking about and one of the causes we'll be talking about all this week here at the Azalea House in Augusta National. And we also have Keith Bank join us in just a little bit. He is the producer for Tommy's Honor, the movie you've been hearing so much about that involves old and young Tom Morris going back to the early days of professional golf, if you will, and the start of golf as we see it today back in the 1860s in England. So many things to talk about. And we have just the right people to talk about it because there's not a lot of oxygen in the room because we have, yes, Brendan Sweeney with the French Lick Resort.
How you doing, guys?
Taking up a lot of the oxygen. How you doing, Brendan?
Everything good? I'm sitting in the hot seat right now.
Oh, aren't we literally sitting in the hot seat? And of course, Frank Bassett with us right here. So everybody's together. Normally we're all in like three different places if we're all together.
We're all together.
Last time
we're
was here. A PGA show, right?
Yeah, last time was in Orlando, and we all made it here. And matter of fact, we had Keith Bank there too. Follows us around. Stalker, Keith Bank is following us everywhere we go.
Is it cool to have a stalker?
Is there? I think so, yeah.
A stalker.
You know you've made it now, Brendan. you've got a stalker.
I'm a self-induced stalker. Yeah. I've followed myself for a while.
So the Masters will get going here. Practice rounds, obviously, in the next few days, and the par three event, and all the festivities. But Brendan, how many times have you been to Augusta? How many times?
This would be my third time.
Third time.
I went last year, and then 5 years ago, I took my son Callahan. Had some tickets from Golf Channel, and it was the coolest thing ever. We got here, and my dad played football at the University of Georgia, so we flew up to Greensboro, went down to Athens. And then drove here, and he was 11, and he was sort of dragging his tail a little bit. But the coolest thing ever, we were walking down the first fairway.
He
reaches down and grabs my hand. He goes, "This is pretty cool." And
really?
That's my takeaway. So I don't
think
anything can compare with that. Last year we were here with the troops, Tuesday for the troops, the Veteran Golf Association, and that was great. We did the show here from
Azalea House. How many times have you come here, Frank? You've been...
To do the show or
no,
to
no,
the Masters?
Just Masters in general?
Probably about 20 times in my life.
20 times, yeah. So... You're the sage and the veteran here for covering this. And is it always special?
No.
Is
it it's always special.
I mean, amongst us, you're the veteran. I've only been. It's only my second time at the Masters.
It's always special.
Yeah.
It's a special place. It's you just feel the history when you walk onto that course.
Tradition's cool.
Tradition is incredible. It's everything. But what was so neat, and there's Laura Brina in the house. She's getting here. What was so neat is going to the drive, chip, and putt competition on Sunday and seeing the kids and seeing Nick Faldo and Matt Kuchar and all of them, Freddie Couples, and all of them together out there and bringing these young people into the game is pretty doggone cool.
And we had some Hoosier roots tied in that, too, because I am with the French Lick Resort. Mike Merchant's son, Corey, Clay Merchant.
Yeah.
He won the boys 13-14, hit a drive 304 yards.
Give us a tie-in there to the Hoosier.
His dad owns Purgatory Golf Course, which is on the north side of
Purgatory Golf Course.
Yeah, it's a monstrous golf track.
They're
number three in the state.
Where you will be spending a lot of your afterlife. Am I right on that, Brendan?
12 years of Catholic education, not, down the tubes.
If not all of it, you'll be in purgatory for a very long time.
We'll be taking Hail Marys.
Purgatory.
I forgot to mention too that we have to congratulate what happened for in the Final Four. We have the men's game coming up later tonight.
We do.
North Carolina and Gonzaga, but the women last night, South Carolina, which is near and dear to us here because we're about 5 miles away.
If even right across the river.
Right across the
river. South Carolina beat Mississippi State 67-55 for the women's NCAA championship.
What,
congratulations to the Lady Gamecocks.
What about Mississippi State knocking off Connecticut?
UConn. 111 straight games.
That was huge.
Yeah.
Coach
was classy, too.
$100 bet got you $750.
Is that what it was?
$100 bet got you $750.
See, and what's tough about that is Mississippi State certainly very happy about it, but 2 days later, now they're depressed because, we lost the championship.
I don't think you could beat that high, though.
You break the record, but, it showed them in the locker room, and they were kind of depressed because it was almost like the U.S. when they beat the Russians. Everybody thought, gold medal. No, that was the preliminary game. They had to still beat Sweden to win the gold medal. If they hadn't, would that big Russian win for
what
the U.S. would have been the same?
What year
right?
was that?
That was 1980 Olympics.
Was it 80? The 80 Olympics?
Yeah.
Beat Sweden.
Yeah. So they had, but that's the same thing. Mississippi State, and everybody went crazy, but they're like, that's the semifinal. You still got it. And they couldn't get back past South Carolina. So again, tonight, Gonzaga, who you for?
I'm pull for Gonzaga.
I'm for the Zags. I want to see that. I mean, North Carolina's been to 20 Final Fours. Gonzaga's first time there.
They've been to as many Final Fours as I've been to Masters.
There you go.
This is my 20th.
Yeah. Pretty exciting. Pretty fun.
Pretty cool stuff.
Well,
so,
hey,
you know what?
What?
Had an opportunity last week, you and I did, Tim Matthews and I, to interview Jason Connery.
Sean Connery's son.
Who was the director of a great film that is to be released on April 14th, I believe. Tommy's Honor. We've gotten a preview of it. It's a fabulous film. It's not just a golf movie. It's a movie about life and love and hurt and pain and sorrow.
Betrayal.
Everything.
Sounds drama.
But
everything's
Golf
Talk America.
We happen to have the executive producer.
We do? Is he here somewhere?
He's here somewhere. I think Keith Banks is here somewhere.
Keith, I can't see you. Where are you?
Where's Keith Banks?
I got to look through the crowd.
There's Keith. There you are.
He's 4 feet in front of me.
Hi, Keith. What's up?
Smoky in here.
Good. Put that mic just a little bit closer. There you go.
Keith, how you doing since Orlando? Has it been hectic? We talked to you, which was end of January, right, when we talked to you. Has it been hectic since then?
Crazy hectic. Yeah. A lot of marketing promotions. Our ads have been running all over the place, and we've been doing a lot of critic screenings and advanced screenings. And it's all going to crescendo, hopefully, on April 14th. We're going to open in about 160 screens in 40 cities initially, and hopefully people will come out in droves, and hopefully we'll get out wider than that after.
Congratulations is an order also for the film. Before it's even released, has won an award, I believe, in the United Kingdom, correct?
We did. We won the BAFTA Award for Best Feature Film of the Year in Scotland, which is their equivalent of the Oscars. And so it's not quite as big as the Oscars, but it was the best we could do. So hopefully we'll get similar recognition here in the States.
We had a lot of fun with Jason, your director of the film, talking about it. I said, Jason, where did you find a golf course that would replicate golf in that era, which was basically playing in a field.
Yeah,
No mowers. Sheep would eat the... And so you tell us the story about how you guys found that site to do it.
Yeah, so when we realized that the old course was way too manicured and the R&A building doesn't look like it looked like back in the day, we had to find something that would be more authentic and more of a rough golf course. And we found a piece of land in an area called Balcaris on the sea. It was a cow pasture, and we moved the cows off the land, and we shoveled out the cow dung and mowed down all the weeds, and we built two golf holes, including the Swilkin Bridge and all kinds of other accoutrements. And then we built two walls of the R&A building using reference images from the 1870s, and the rest is done with digital effects.
Jason said it was really a lot of building and a lot of real sets, not a whole lot of digital that you did.
It was a lot of building and a lot of, we took great care to make sure that it was authentic. And, there weren't a ton of images from back in the day, but we found everything we could, and we got cooperation from the R&A and the Scottish museums that had a lot of these artifacts and photos. And I think when people see it on film, they're kind of blown away.
Yeah, it's a fabulous film, and I would encourage all of our listeners to go see that film.
It's massively authentic. How was it tough getting a hold of the hickories and the balls and the equipment?
No, not really. There are a few companies that do
Louisville Golf,
and then the St. Andrews Golf Company. So we used the actual replica hickory clubs plus the gutta percha balls, and we had to teach our actors that play golf to not only swing so they'd look good on screen, but to swing back the way they swang in the day, which was a lot more lower body movement, a lot longer and loopier.
So much heavier,
too. Hickory clubs, very, very heavy, and you have to hit the sweet spots about the size of a pinhead. You have to really be accurate. As a matter of fact, we did a behind-the-scenes piece on the making of the film, And we got Jordan Spieth and his dad, Sean, to dress up in the garb of the Morris era, and we had Jordan hitting the clubs. And, you know, his first one went about 70 yards and dead right. And, you know, he said, I gained just a little more respect for those boys back in the day after trying this.
They did that at the Tribute in the Dallas area.
Yes.
Which is a course that's made to look like old holes from overseas. And they dressed in the attire. And it was a really cool idea to do that with him and his dad, and it came off really well. We're talking again with Keith Bank. He's the executive producer of Tommy's Honor. And when we talked to you in Orlando, you didn't want to give away too much, and I know you still don't, so we're not going to get into the aliens coming down on the, and any of that kind of stuff about what happens at the end of the movie.
They built a wall.
Don't go there.
But it is a lot more than a golf movie, isn't it? And when you went into it, was that the plan to say, okay, it's going to be the premise of golf and these two people, father, son, getting together and what they go through, but was that the whole premise? Is there's more to this story than just these guys happen to be playing golf?
Yeah, well, the book that was written by Kevin Cook in 2007, you know, really delves deeply into the lives of the families and the time period. So we wanted to make sure that we didn't just fill the screen with a bunch of putts and drives and have people watching golf shots. We wanted to really get into the characters and their lives. And our director, Jason Connery, as you mentioned, I think did a fantastic job of really delving into the motivations behind the characters, what drove them. There are so many universal themes in the film, including class struggle, love, tragedy, competition, father-son issues, family issues. And we tried to bring all those to the forefront because we thought it would make for much more interesting reading. And it's actually the true story of how it happened. So, you know, we've been thrilled that the critical reviews and audience reviews have said coming out, you know, wow, I thought this was going to be a golf movie. It's not a golf movie at all. It's just a great story that happens to have a backdrop of golf. And it's tested extremely well with families and women and non-golfers. And so we're very pleased.
Was it interesting? I would imagine you've got some fascinating characters that were extras in this, right? Because you had the old school golf equipment and everything, but you had to use extras for caddies and different things too. I imagine some of those characters over there would be pretty interesting to have on your set.
We had a lot of fun with it. There were people with teeth, without teeth. They were tall, short, skinny, wide. We had about 1,000 extras.
Yeah, wow.
People were dying to be in the film.
There's rednecks everywhere.
And we had about I wouldn't say that.
No, I'm kidding.
That's not.
We had about 3 tractor trailers full of costumes that were following us around. Wow. And we had to cover the period from 1860, 70, and 80, and then a little bit of 1903. So, you know, we had to have the authentic costumes for those periods. And we did this behind-the-scenes piece that I mentioned that Jordan Spieth and his dad were in. But we delve into what went into the costuming and the authentic looks. And it's available on our website at tommyshonor.com, HONOUR.com. The entire 30-minute piece that we did. And I think people were really enjoyed seeing the hair and the makeup and the wardrobe and how we turn this field into a golf course and all those other things.
Weather could be a nightmare over there.
Did
you have any problems with the weather, or you had to be worried going into it? I mean, here we are at Augusta.
The weather's a nightmare here.
Rain's about to hit us here in beautiful Augusta, Georgia. But over there, it seems like every other day they've got some rain coming in or whatever bad weather might happen. Did you have problems with that?
We got incredibly, incredibly lucky. We shot for 33 days. It was 18 days of interiors and 15 days of exteriors. We had one 15-minute rain delay in the entire 15 days we're out. And we were indoors. It rained like cats and dogs. So we just got fortunate the way we scheduled it. And we also had some beautiful sunny days. And we also had days where it was very blustery and windy, which was great because we wanted to have that authentic look. There's actually one match towards the end of the film where, you know, the women's hair ribbons are blowing all over and their skirts are blowing, and it really looks authentic, like Scotland. So we that wasn't wind machine. That was just the way it was.
So when you talk about technology of producing a movie, you know, 30 years ago you produced the basketball movie. You come back now, you don't have to deal with dailies anymore, do you? You just with the digital technology.
Everything's digital. You just go to the truck and look at the days.
How much time does that save?
It saves quite a bit of time. It's you know, it's amazing what you can do both in camera and out of camera now that has changed in the industry over the years. And you know, it's people see it and said, "How did you shoot that in 33 days?" And I mean, we covered a lot of territory to do it in 33 days, but a lot of films are shot over 90, 120, 150. But we had to move quickly with the budget we have, and you know, we worked hard to capture the way it was, and I think it came through on screen.
We're joined by Keith Bank. He's the executive producer of Tommy's Honor, a movie about old and young Tom Morris, their relationship, the game of golf that got started way back then. When you're talking about it getting out in full distribution on the 14th of
April.
April
14th, yeah.
The process, tell people about that, because it kind of has to catch, or
it's a business.
You fall through, right? So, I mean, it's one of those things that you're hoping, just like you got lucky with the weather, that people like it, they go, and more theaters want to show it. But that's kind of the game you get into, isn't it?
Yeah, you're really as good as your per-screen averages on opening weekend or two. And if they're good, you roll it out wider, and it's great. And if they're lousy, you might get yanked out and replaced by another film. So we've worked really hard to do a lot of grassroots marketing through everybody from the Tour and Golf Channel and the WGA and the PGA of America and all of Golf Digest and Golf Magazine. And we've really reached out to all of the golf organizations first and foremost. But we also have some mainstream advertising running in the Wall Street Journal and USA Today. And so hopefully we'll be on some of the morning talk shows. We have two big premieres coming up on April 12th in New York City and April 13th in Chicago, and they both benefit the First Tee. And we're going to have sellout crowds at both and some pretty interesting special guests. And several of our key cast members are coming over, and they should be great nights. It'll be the red carpet and spotlights and all the accoutrements, and hopefully that'll drive some press coverage as well. But the answer to your question is yes. So we want everybody to come out in droves, as they say in Chicago, where I'm from, come off and come early.
Vote twice.
Just like you're voting.
Right. So we hope people will do that.
Where in Chicago is it going to be?
10 screens in Chicago, so all over, western suburbs, northern suburbs.
Where's the red carpet going to be?
That's at the AMC River East in downtown Chicago.
You cannot bomb the red carpet.
Brittany. Oh, I'd love to. Going back home to Chi-Town, our buddy Andy Mears will be there from the First Tee of Chicago.
He will.
Yeah.
Great guy there. We've done a lot of work with him. And congratulations. This is awesome. Looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you.
The movie itself, again, called Tommy's Honor, and will be out in wide distribution middle of this month and then on. But get out and see it, because it is it's a great story, and it is for a lot of people that aren't necessarily golf fans. There certainly is golf there, but you don't have to be a golf fan to enjoy this movie. It's not Tin Cup-ish in that sense. It's really about a phenomenal story that we're not giving away here, but a phenomenal story that I think will shock and amaze a lot of people about really the story behind what happened there. So, Brennan, you got one other thing?
Are we going to see it on Golf Channel?
Golf Channel has the rights for 10 years, but it won't be on there for a couple of years,
yeah,
because there's the various windows,
sure,
that the way a film is distributed. But, yeah, they very much have been great partners in the film and love it. And I'd encourage everybody also on our website in the news section, all the reviews that have been published from The Hollywood Reporter and The Kingdom Magazine and The Wrap, and we've gotten some just amazing coverage and some great quotes. Jim Nance has said great things,
yeah,
about the film, and Ben Crenshaw and a bunch of icons of the game. So I'd encourage people to read up on it, and it'll hopefully whet their appetite to come see the film.
Well, we should send you a quote, and then you can use Golf Talk America as one of the quotes that's going to sell this movie. Am I right? If
absolutely
we give it a stamp of approval, by God, that thing's going to get wide
it
distribution.
Will. Absolutely, it will.
Keith, don't look
we're
away
worldwide.
At me. Don't laugh at me.
Keith, we have listeners in Serbia. Did you know that?
We do. One. We have one in Serbia.
No, we have 10.
We have 10.
Serbia.
Okay,
we have 10
we've grown. It's
but
a family. It's
don't
a bigger
have a
family.
We don't have a distributor there yet, so we need to find one. But
we'll get it there. We'll get it everywhere.
How many languages are you guys looking at?
Right now, we've sold
Scottish,
about
English, Welsh,
Irish.
Irish.
We've sold about 8 or 10 territories so far, and hopefully based on the U.S. performance, we'll sell a bunch more around the world.
Congratulations.
That's great. Congratulations.
You're going to be able to get to the end of the tournament while you're here?
Heading over there right now.
I think really?
They just blew the horn.
Did they?
Okay. They just blew the horn. We have some weather coming in.
Well, the good news is we're here at the Azalea House, and we have plenty of hospitality. So.
Yeah. And there was a lot of hospitality last night at the Azalea House, too.
Absolutely.
And at our home away from home. We have to thank Azalea. Have to thank Keith Bank for sure. For
thank
being
you
with
so
us.
Much, Keith. Yeah.
Thank you.
Great
my
job
pleasure.
On the film. And we
Tommy's Honor.
Keith Bank.
Look forward to seeing it.
Great film.
Take care.
Thank you.
Tommy's Honor, get out and see it. And you're right, it has been. Every time we're watching Golf Channel, you watch NBC and Golf, they're promoting the heck out of this movie.
They
so,
are.
It is. It's getting out there.
The trailer's great.
Yeah, we just
the trailer's
hope that
great
everybody
but I've
falls
seen the movie.
Up on it and sees
I've
it.
I've seen the movie, and it's awesome.
Yeah, Keith, how come we have not seen the movie? Are we going to see it?
Because he gave it to Frank.
Let's have
you.
A screening today. We should see
I don't
movie,
think they can
we?
Do that. No. They can't do that. It's the 14th is
way
the,
to go.
The big...
Glad I didn't say that.
Everything's super secret. It's a movie. Come on. We'll see.
It's a film, not a movie.
It's a film.
It's a film. Okay.
All right, let's take
get
a break.
Us out of here.
Okay,
I'm
let's
tired.
Take a break. Thanks to Keith Bank for being with us. And again, get out and see Tommy's Honor. We're going to come back. We'll talk more about... Got to talk about it. Lexi Thompson, the big controversy happened on the LPGA Tour.
Oh.
The first major for the women this year. And wouldn't you know it, there's a rules... issue that we're going to discuss, and it's going to be talked about for, I'm sure, a lot of weeks to come, and it'll all be coming your way. When we come back to Golf Talk America here, live from the Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia. Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you, and we're coming to today's show and all this week from Augusta National. We're at the Azalea House just outside of the gates. You can see them from here. Matter of fact, we just heard the horn sound because practice rounds, I guess, are being
suspended for inclement weather
because there's some rain, maybe even some lightning coming this way. Yeah.
Which is the perfect reason why you want to get a hospitality pass to the Azalea House.
The Azalea right. House.
And you know what else you want to do?
How do you find out about the Azalea House?
Oh, go to AzaleaHospitality.com.
There you go.
it's like stereo.
Perfect. Hey, by the way, shout out for our good friends at Golf Genius. You know, Golf Genius software is the clear new leader in tournament management software, combining the best characteristics of traditional golf events with exciting new features made possible by the latest in software innovation. Check out golfgenius.com if you're a PGA member, a country club manager, general manager. Golfgenius.com.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool stuff.
They'll make your tournament flow so smoothly.
Absolutely.
All those problems that happened, like on the LPGA Tour yesterday,
would have never happened.
Never would have happened.
What happened
with Golf Genius?
Did something happen on the LPGA Tour yesterday?
We're going to get into it.
It didn't happen yesterday. It happened 2 days ago.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
And that's what makes it even worse.
It happened. We'll talk about it. We'll keep teasing everybody.
Let's do that.
Tim Matthews along with Frank Bassett and Brendan Sweeney.
From?
Brendan Sweeney, not to be confused with Golf Genius, from the French Lick Resort somewhere in the Midwest.
That would be deep in the heart of the Hoosier National Forest, sir.
Oh, that's where it is. Okay.
Okay.
French Lick, Indiana.
Deep in the heart.
French Lick, Indiana.
Hey, joining us now is Carrie Morris. Carrie is Adult Services Coordinator for the L's for Autism Foundation. Carrie, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Hi, glad to be here. Whoa, wait a minute. Let's get Carrie.
Carrie, where are you? I can't see you. Where are you?
I'm right here.
Oh, there she is. Oh, she's
okay.
Right there.
Forgot your mic. Sorry, Carrie. Welcome in.
Yeah. Carrie,
thank
the crowd
you.
Goes crazy.
Communications Manager from the University of Florida.
L's for Autism. What an event yesterday here at the Azalea House.
I agree. It was super special. We had seven beautiful children here doing a golf clinic with our partners. First Tee of Aiken was here, and in the back of the Azalea House, it was rumbling with excitement. So we're glad to be here today and kick off Autism Awareness Month in April.
It is Autism Awareness Month, and thank you for coming back today, because we weren't ready yesterday to get the show on the road, but we are today, and we're looking over our shoulder at the
because we're all going to be dead
at the National.
It's getting darker and darker.
Yeah. And getting bad, but smell that food cooking.
I smell something.
Can you smell that?
We got to go.
We're where the party's at, so no worries.
Carrie, are there some events coming up that people need to know about for the autistic cause? And this is all around the country, I'm assuming.
Yes. So L's for Autism is excited. We're kicking off a campaign that's called Walk 4 Miles for Autism. You can walk or bike or run 4 miles, and you check in lsforautism.com. You log your 4 miles, and you pay $25, and we're doing a national campaign to raise autism awareness, so we invite everybody to join us in that. And 4 miles is a really important distance. It is the length of a golf course, so we'd like to get golfers involved in this. Maybe you play a round.
Absolutely. Oh, good point. Yes. So you can play a round and get your 4 miles that way.
Please do.
There you go.
Yes.
Throw the game. At the same time.
How many people are affected? How many kids people are affected by autism?
This is unbelievable. This number is unbelievable.
Currently, it's 1 in 68, unfortunately. Yes.
Wow. 1 in 68 are affected with autism.
So most of us know someone affected by autism or a family member, and it's actually higher with boys.
Yep.
So we have a great autism community. We're there in South Florida, Jupiter, Florida, to support families in our community with autism. We have great programs for families, young children, all the way up through adults. My title is Adult Services Coordinator, so I oversee all of the programs for adults that have exited high school, which is pretty unusual in our country. We service those through high school, and then families have nowhere for their adult children to receive services. So we're really excited to launch programs through all ages.
It's a tough thing. Yesterday was very heart-wrenching looking at those kids. Looking at the smiles on their faces when they were going through the program.
They're angels.
It was incredible.
Unbelievable. Well, you did put on one heck of a golf tournament, raised nearly $1 million last month down in South Florida.
We are really excited. Our Golf Challenge event is up and running online. If anybody would like to join us, we have events all over the country that you can join in and put together a team and help us raise money throughout the year. And then at the end of the year, we have our Golf Challenge finale. This year, it is in Palm Beach, Florida, so it's pretty exciting. Okay, thanks. Frank's got together his team, so if you want to play with Frank.
Why don't we do the show from there?
Okay.
Let's do the show from there.
We should do the show.
Let's do the last show there.
Done. Making it happen.
When is it?
It's the end of the year, so I will get to you the dates. It's in October, so we'll
perfect.
Get together.
Right on.
Well, Brennan, you're meeting with President Trump at that time, so he'll have to check his schedule.
We'll go to Mar-a-Lago.
Brennan gets you know, I was there the other night visiting with Don and Lois. It was a lot of fun.
Go ahead, start building that wall, Frank.
I built a wall around myself.
So that's the second reference.
Yeah.
Who's counting?
We're joined by Carrie Morris with L's for Autism Foundation, which, by the way, that name sounds awfully familiar. Does a guy like Ernie help your cause just a little bit, having his name out there?
Is he involved in this?
I think so.
No.
Yes.
Is it another L's? Am I wrong? Is it Fred L's? It's not Ernie.
Fred Alberts.
Ernie Ells, he's practicing today, getting ready for Thursday, so we're rooting him on weekend, as always. And he and his wife, Liesl, are very involved, obviously, with the foundation. Their son, Ben, is affected by autism and is currently attending our middle school on campus. So very involved family, ambassadors in the community. It's wonderful to work with such a great family and organization.
And the whole community of Jupiter, Palm Beach Gardens has embraced the foundation.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. And with all the golfers now relocating, Orlando used to be the hotspot, and all of a sudden their jets got in the way, so they moved it down to South Florida. But what a great place, and they've that whole area, the complex, you have a school, you have – tell us a little bit about the whole complex itself.
Sure. We have 26 acres in Jupiter, so come on down and see us. You can schedule a tour online. We have a lower school and an upper school, which will serve once full capacity. Our high school's going to move on campus next year, 300 students. And then that's not including all of the foundation clients that we serve, so babies all the way up through adults. And then our speech and OT services and behavioral services. So we really serve the community. The schools are limited to Palm Beach County residents, but we serve people all over the globe, really, in terms of our global services. Families come from Brazil and meet with our therapists. They'll bring their therapists with them, and then we'll consult with them online. So we are really a global organization. We also have our foundations in Canada, the United Kingdom, and South Africa, of course. That's where Ernie and Liesl are from. So we work closely with our other foundations, offices as well. I was just in South Africa working with them to get some adult services off the ground. So many services needed all over the world. And, you know, when Liesl and Ernie meet all of these families, you know, it's really hard not to provide services for everyone around the world. It's just everybody, you know, needs services. So we start with our global hub and then we reach out and we affect, you know, so many families.
That's awesome.
And there are different spectrums, are there not, and for autism? So tell people about that a little bit, different degrees, if you will.
Sure. Autism, the neurobiological disorder, affects communication and through that behavior and, you know, sometimes also developmental issues as well. So, you know, individuals with autism are not just like Rain Man, as we, are learning now that there's more autism awareness. But we have very bright young men and women going through college and earning post-secondary degrees and graduate degrees. That have a hard time, you know, finding work because of their social skills. And then we also have young men and women that are going through college and have a really rough time with academics and maybe have limited communication skills. But they are willing to work and, you know, interested in providing for their families as well. So that's kind of where the spectrum comes in. Once you meet one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. So as we saw yesterday, you know, everybody's really eager to get going and participating. We just need to open up opportunities through, you know, schooling and therapies. And I invite employers, you know, to do so as well, because once individuals are employed and they're showing what they can give back to their communities, that's really when we're going to affect change.
That's fabulous.
It is a fabulous organization, and you guys are doing a great job. Again, the website for people that want to do the 4 mile, $25, where do they go? Where do they
really simple, ELS, ELS4autism.org.
There you go.
.org.
Simple
enough. Sure, .org.
.org. Yes. $25. And it's a round of golf, so just put it on your tab for a round of golf almost and pay the $25.
Right.
Get some exercise and help the cause.
Yeah. And you're going to do it, right?
Why can't everybody? Why can't everybody? Look at you.
We're right on the fairways here at Augusta National.
Yeah, they've just got the mowers.
Ground crews are coming by right now.
Yeah, here they go.
Hey, how's Ernie going to play this week?
Oh, fabulous.
Awesome. Oh, there you go.
He's my pick.
Every year, he's my pick. Every year. Carrie, we appreciate your time.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks so much. Take a talk to us. Carrie Morris, L's for Autism.
All the best.
Foundation.
Yeah.
So good. All right. You heard the mowers. We talked a little bit earlier, a practice round today, Monday. We're coming to you from Azalea House, just down the street from Augusta National, literally down the street. We heard the shotgun go to suspend play for today's practice round because there's some big storms heading this way. Should be I think most of this day, the rest of the day, a lot of storms. And then weather-wise, I believe Tuesday through the rest of the weekend looks pretty good, especially closer to the weekend, it looks really good. If we can trust meteorologists, which of course we can't, but if we could, then we'd have, yes. Brennan, you have something in your hand.
Yeah,
what's in your hand, Brennan?
Tonight, Caddy for the Cure here at the Azalea House.
Oh, Caddy for a Cure.
Right.
You said the Cure.
Sorry, Frank.
Yeah. Jeez, Brennan.
But they got some really cool, we were selling squares for the basketball game, championship game tonight.
That is tonight.
We're not gambling here.
Gonzaga, North Carolina.
It's a game of chance.
Yeah, yes. But, it's a donation.
Trips, giveaway trips, PGA National, of course, French Lick.
French Lick Resort.
Toby Keith tickets, lessons with David Ledbetter, some Master Championship flags. Good stuff, Bridgestone Golf.
We're going to raffle off an opportunity to co-host with us on Golf Talk America, a 12-minute spot.
We're going to raffle away Brennan's pants.
Oh, yeah. My Lord. So look at these things.
So that no one else will ever have to see
these
things again.
Those are the ugliest pants
I've ever seen. What are you talking about?
On radio. Can you see these pants?
Can you see
them? The bottom mouth pants.
Stevie Wonder's watching.
Absolutely.
I know, but
they're in Braille.
They're Bill.
I don't want to check it out. Get out of here.
Bill Murray-ish looking Cubs pants.
I had them before he did.
Plaids and checks and
oh, God.
It's been 108 years. Last time the Cubs won the World Series was in 1908.
Last time anybody wore those pants also, 108 years ago.
You're a Chicago guy.
It doesn't mean that I'm going to go for everything you're wearing.
Right.
Just because I'm a Cubs fan.
If I showed up wearing a Portillo shirt, I'd wear that too.
People are taking pictures of his pants.
Absolutely.
Gino's East tie. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, the crowd's forming. Look at, see, I mean,
they're taking
up.
Pictures of his pants.
Who knew? Kind of like this.
Oh,
the women are digging Brendan.
Oh, Brendan, you're so special. Runway Brendan.
Well,
I think you wear something interesting.
Hey, what's that on your shirt?
This is the 100-year anniversary of our Donald Ross golf course.
At French Lick?
At the French Lick Golf Course.
They had the PGA Championship there.
1924. Walter Hagen won it.
He did.
And then this summer we're having a Symetra Tour event here, the Donald Ross Centennial Classic, and the first ever senior women's major, the 10th, 11th, 12th of July.
You're like a NASCAR guy. I mean, look at you.
Look at him.
And something everywhere. What's on your hat?
This is French Lick.
Really?
Hey, you got a lot of room on that shirt.
You don't come to the big pond without a hook.
You got a lot of room on that shirt. You could put something on the back there.
Just handed a note. You officially have suspended practice at the National.
Yeah.
If
you look at the radar, it's pretty serious looking coming this way.
The wind's starting to blow.
Well, the good news is Tito's Vodka is here.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that is good news.
We'll wait out the rain delay.
Hey, we haven't had a chance to talk about Lexi, but let's take a break if we can, and then let's come back, because it was a big, big deal, and
huge.
We teased it, but let's talk more about it, because there's a lot of strong feelings about what happened with Lexi Thompson at the ANA Inspiration, the first major for the women. We'll talk about that and a lot more when we come back. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Stay with us. And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews along with Frank Bassett, Brendan Sweeney with the French Lick Resort. And we're coming to you, as we will all this week, from the Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia, just down the street from Augusta National, site of the 83rd Masters. We'll be here all week getting ready for the Masters. And George Spieth's terrific comeback. I'm predicting it now. He'll make everybody forget about what happened last year.
How can it be a comeback, Tim, when he's
second debacle, is what I'm saying. He's coming back.
Number 12.
12 hole.
Yeah. Number 12. You know, anybody remember that? Does anybody else?
Anybody remember number 12, Jordan Spieth, last year? We were all here. We saw it. Hey, listen, I've got to bring something up, and we've teased about it. I lost it when I saw what happened at the A&A on Lexi Thompson.
Dinah Shore.
Yeah, the former Dinah Shore Classic. Sure, right. Jumping in Poppy's Pond. But she had a 4-stroke lead, right?
No, she had a 2-stroke
lead. That's right, 2-stroke lead.
On the 13th hole, 12th hole, actually.
Yeah.
And then between the 12th and 13th, as she was walking, the officials for the LPGA came up and said, oh, by the way, we had an incident happen, and it was a 4-stroke penalty. And the incident was the day before she mismarked her ball. Somebody saw it and emailed the tour and said, hey, you got to look at this. They did.
And sat on it for 2 hours.
Right. But it happened the day before. So the 2 strokes
rounds
was
over.
You mismarked your ball and signed the wrong scorecard.
But the day later, I do not believe that people should be allowed to call in. We don't need that many officials.
Well, who do they call?
Yes,
somebody at the LPGA.
I have no idea. We were talking about that. They actually emailed, but I wouldn't even know who to email if I saw something. We're hosting
two LPGA events this summer.
Yeah,
I sent an email I get a reply back in like a week.
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
This person apparently, and I don't know who it was. Nobody does, but it's wrong, and it is to me.
It's a major.
One of the things they're looking into.
It is a major.
The rule changes is that they will no longer. And you saw Tiger's tweet.
Oh, yeah,
he
Tiger
was like,
was
come on,
upset.
You can't put stripes on the fans and let them be the officials. That's what we're letting happen.
Yep.
And that's one of the rules that they want to change. We will not let people
call
in or email in.
This should be
This should be the watershed moment, the one that pushes it over.
Yeah,
okay, it's enough of that. We had with Dustin Johnson last year at the U.S. Open, not knowing whether or not he was in the lead, not in the lead, what his score was. There's just too much ambiguity, and you just can't let Tom from Topeka be the guy that makes a call that
was
cost,
it Tom?
No, it was Tony from Toledo.
Tony from Toledo.
It was Jamie Farr calling.
It was Jamie Farr.
That cost Lexi a major. That's a major championship.
So
she got in the playoff, by the way.
She did.
Way to go. And then she ended up losing.
She played lights out, though. She came back. She was tied for the lead.
And So Yun Ryu wins, nothing to take away from her. Nothing against her, and she deserves all the credit. She does win, but it obviously is taken away from it because so many people are upset about the way that it happened.
The fans were really cheering Lexi on at that point.
Yeah.
So it had to
she was very emotional, crying afterwards.
Oh, it was terrible. You saw her with her caddy and her family
so
in the locker room. It was terrible.
It's over. She thought it was a joke. She actually looked at it. She said, is this a joke? Is this a joke?
Yeah.
Like, you can't be serious. Penalizing me 4 strokes.
Well, you know what? She's got strong character. She fought back. She could only do what she did.
Yep. Good for her.
It happened. So, yep.
And it may prove to be, she might get sponsors out of this, right? There might be a lot of people saying, good for you. Here's a deal because we love you as a company.
Well, we'll throw
something.
out an Azalea Hospitality pass to her if she wants to come up to Augusta.
If she wants to come to
Augusta.
She's going
to French anytime she wants.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of penalties,
we
have a 2-stroke penalty on our broadcast team here because we've been sitting here talking about Lexi, which is important. And we have the very beautiful, very talented, very lovely Laura Bryan is sitting in front of us. Hey, Laura.
Hi. Am I the penalty?
Well, yeah. We get the penalty for not bringing you on sooner.
Oh.
Yeah. Guilty as charged.
Maybe you need to be punished.
Okay.
Oh, Frank.
I'm all going to
punish you later.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll punish you.
You could hide Frank's probiotic pills. That would be his penalty.
They're good for your skin.
Laura, what are you doing here? What's going on?
You know, it's all about the hang.
Oh, really?
I'm going to join you guys.
Just here to be with us?
Wow. Hum a few tunes and be here with
Are you going to sing here at Azalea?
I am, tomorrow night.
Yeah, don't get in a microphone now because we're putting our lives in our... Actually, you are too because you got a headphone on. But
I got a power strip underneath my
feet. We're sitting in puddles of water.
In puddles of water.
Yeah, it's about right.
Although it's good for your hair and your skin. Makes your hair bigger.
Yeah.
Looks like Don King now.
I do need some hair products. You're going to help me with
that. I know. We're going to work that out.
Because we're all staying in one big house. This is for full disclosure here. We're all in one big house.
It is a big fraternity.
We have like, what, we have 15 guys and
Laura. With like two pieces of estrogen in there.
Yeah, well, 50 guys, Laura and my wife, Pamela.
That's right. There's two women and a bunch of guys.
It was like a fraternity house.
It definitely was. We also have a friend of ours that's sitting here in the audience
staying with us.
Bill
Conwell.
Where's Bill? I can't see Bill. Where is Bill? Bill in here? Oh, there he is. Right, he's 4 feet in front
Bill
of me.
Bill Conwell.
Bill took his life into his hands.
He did.
Being with us, you know.
We had the ultimate Uber driver today, Big Lenny from Philadelphia.
Oh, Big Lenny was slick. Oh, Big Lenny.
Lenny was large.
Big Lenny needed to take the front seat out to sit in
the back seat. I'm the Uber driver for these kids.
Here's the deal. You two, Tim and Brendan, jump in the car while I'm still trying to get my backpack and things ready.
He was late. Was he not late?
No.
And they make me sit behind Big Lenny, who has the seat. I had 2 inches. I felt like I was on American
Airlines. I actually didn't even notice it. I just got in the back seat because...
You opened up that door. You went on the other side.
Tim Matthews threw me under the bus.
Lenny said, get on the other side. So I didn't know why, but he said, get on the other side because he didn't know there was three of us. So I went around to the other side going, okay.
There were three of him.
Not realizing that Big Lenny sits back like this and he's driving and Frank gets in. His knees are up in his nose.
Big Lenny did move the seat up a little bit.
He moved the seat up a little bit. Next time, will you drive us from now on?
Yeah.
Because I think little Laura and Big Lenny are two different sizes.
Oh, Lord. We got Laura's limo right here.
We'll have plenty of room.
And we'll stay at the Bryna Barracks, you know, with
the Bryna Barracks.
You know.
At the Azalea House.
Be truthful here. How big are your feet? Size 2?
Size 4. But it's not the size.
I've never seen tinier feet on a woman.
See?
The tiniest little feet.
Wait, so let me explain to you about my feet, okay?
Oh, here we go. She's taking her boots off.
No. I have to wear Easter socks to make them fit.
Let me see this. Put your foot up.
It's raining on us.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Look, it's itsy bitsy.
I have to paint my toe because I don't have a toenail.
I have a 9-year-old knee.
So you should get a 20% discount for the pet.
Only four toes.
Not 20%.
Or 8 toes.
No. Yeah.
10 toes and she has...
Look at all
8 toes that have a nail.
Laura, here's all the fetish
20%
they come out when you take your shoes off. Oh, she's got her shoes off. Hang on. Let me get my camera.
Jeez, anyway, we're out of them.
I've got
a 9-year-old niece who has 5.5.
I have the worst time trying to buy shoes.
You have to go to like kids' departments, right?
Oh, yeah. At least they're cheaper. But when you find a shoe that fits, you do buy it in every color.
I've seen Laura's closet.
They don't, yeah.
There's nothing cheap
in that
closet.
Yeah, but Frank, I've had them since I was 2, which was only a couple years ago.
That's right, it was last week. Jimmy Choo's in that size.
Oh, they should sell shoes.
These are, Tim, you're so smart.
I'm with you. They should.
And you're making fun of my pants?
I have those. I have those same boots. They're
everybody's
lovely. Yeah,
doing
they're
it.
Lovely.
You look good in heels, Tim.
and that's okay.
They should sell women's shoes by the size. Shouldn't that shoe cost less than that shoe? It should.
What? We're on radio. What are you doing? This, that?
Well, okay.
We're giving them a visual image.
Yes.
A visual. I see. We're painting the picture.
We're painting the picture.
Looks like about a
37 footer. Laura Bryan, if people want to hear your music, can they go to your website? Where can they hear your music?
They can. They can go to our Facebook. They can go to Twitter. They can go to, you can go to our Instagram, and you can go to our website, laurabryan.com. Check us out. But also come to a show or come here to Oh No.
We are so going down with the storm here.
The step and repeat just blew over. Two Seymour putter bags.
That's
just
not
tour
good.
Bags blew
it's like
over.
The Titanic. We're going to go down doing a show.
Wait a minute. No. Paul Stankowski. Speaking of Paul Stankowski's great-grandfather.
Yeah, came across
but
on the fake Titanic.
I have a leopard umbrella for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you can
to the ground. We're out of control. We're out of control. We're here at the Azalea House, everybody. We're having a great time. They're a fabulous sponsor of ours. But I have to also do a big shout-out to our good friends at Golf Genius Software, because Golf Genius is the clear new leader in tournament management software, combining the best characteristics of traditional golf events with exciting new features made possible by the latest in software innovation. If you are a PGA Tour member, you're a PGA Pro, if you're a club manager, if you manage your golf league, check out golfgenius.com.
It takes care of all your bets.
Every game you want to play. And it's good for if you got 12 guys or if you have 300 playing.
It's great stuff.
It'll set it up so you can make sure that everybody's playing fairly with the same guys. Even if it's just a golf outing for you and your buddies to French Lick, they can use
The USGA has adopted this software. Yeah.
Our golf staff, we have 144 players out there. We have guys checking scorecards the whole time. This thing takes care of it right there.
Yeah,
plug it in your phone. We use it during the PGA show.
It's awesome.
Our tournament.
It's awesome. We'll talk about it more all this week. We're going to be here all this week.
All this week. And guess what? Tomorrow, tonight, is Caddy for a Cure, the big event, the fundraiser. We're having the Caddy Bash. A lot of the PGA Tour caddies.
Will the rain be a problem?
We're inside.
Okay, so
everybody will be here. And we have this huge tent over us, which is gorgeous.
And plus, we don't have to worry about them coming off the course because the course is closed.
We should have some players down here any minute.
Looking forward to it.
But tomorrow, we're doing a special event for Folds of Honor.
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Yes.
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
For
Tuesday for the
podcast.
Troops.
Tuesday.
Today we have the Veteran Golfers Association in the house with us today. We have Laura Bryan in the house.
By veteran golfers, you mean not old golfers. You mean
the Veteran Golfers Association, which
veterans,
Josh Payton, the executive director of that.
But like Army veterans.
Yes, absolutely.
Soldiers. Not just older
not
guys.
We
veterans.
General Mike Ferrier will be back with us. He'll probably be here shortly. He brought Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu to the U.S. Army and taught it. I mean, you talk about a tough guy.
Laura knows jiu-jitsu.
I do.
We were talking about it yesterday. Yeah.
In heels.
Yeah.
In
she's going to teach it to the rest of the boys at the frat house tonight.
But my point
lessons.
Is tomorrow night, Laura Bryan, Laura's musical director is a guy named Lauren Gold. Lauren was the musical director for American Idol at one time. He also happens to be Roger Daltrey's personal musical director and has been for years. And he also plays keyboards and background vocals for The Who. He couldn't be here. He's in London on tour with The Who.
Oh.
So they stopped off in Vegas and snagged Olivia Newton-John's musical director, who's coming in to accompany Laura tomorrow night. She'll be performing for us tomorrow night.
Wow.
Yippee
wow.
Skippy.
Big time.
Wow.
Big time.
Roger Daltrey also has small feet. Did you know that?
Does he wear Jimmy Choo shoes?
Oh, my God.
Could Laura, too?
If he wants to.
But I'll tell you how big Laura is. Tiny Laura had Clint Black open for her.
Nice.
That's pretty in Vegas. And they had what hotel was it, Laura? They had the whole side of the hotel. Your picture all the way.
The Luxor.
The whole side.
That'd be a triangle.
The Luxor is a triangle.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, you know you can see it from space.
Yes, you can. The beam.
I've never been to space.
Neither. Well,
don't
well,
you live in space?
I live in space.
That's why she can say that.
Doesn't he?
Because nobody's ever going to check her on that one.
There we go. Okay.
And speaking of space, we're going to have an astronaut here.
We will. Fresh off of the space station. Yes.
Really?
International Space Station. He'll be here.
What's he doing here?
Oh, my gosh.
He's stopping by. He was here last
year.
Before he went, Congressman will be here.
Wow.
I hope Congressman Representative Mast will be here, too. Mast from the 13th Congressional District of
Florida?
Down
in Palm Beach Gardens.
Palm Beach Gardens District, whatever.
I got to be honest. This tent is doing a pretty good job because it's raining pretty
it's
hard
pouring.
Now.
It's pouring.
And we're not getting – I mean, we're getting a little sprinkled
Tim,
here. But
you're sitting in water with your feet by electrical wires.
It's slapping behind me there. I'm getting wet in the back. But in the front, we're not too bad here. So far, so good.
It's getting just crazy here.
Yeah.
It's getting just crazy. It's wet. It's wet. And we have people jumping in and saying hello. And look at these folks.
They're all wet.
You guys are soaked. It's fun out there, huh?
Mark, can you tell us – Can you tell us what's on the menu for dinner tonight when we get to the house?
Well, actually, since I will not be cooking because we will not have a house.
We found the bar this morning, though.
I was kind of
Wait,
hoping.
I heard you.
We found the bar this morning. We didn't find the bar yesterday. We found it this morning.
At the house?
It's downstairs.
They have a pool table.
A pool table. They've got a workout room. They've got an arcade room.
Wait, what are we doing? We got to go on the
treadmill?
There's a trampoline.
She's
going like this. She's making a gesture. You know that thing where you jump up and down on? What's that called?
Brendan was trying to get Tim to jump off, or Roger,
Lars
manager, off the deck and hit the trampoline.
It was only a 25-foot jump. And if you did jump on it, you ended up in the next neighbor's pool.
I did find a frozen turkey.
You hit it.
Oh, the triple Lindy.
Really? Yes. It would have been the triple Lindy.
Back to school, Rodney
Dangerfield.
And did you see the mound of trash as you were leaving?
Yes, there was a lot.
What is that?
Was that all your products and stuff?
Nope, they just got here this morning.
Oh, you got your luggage.
We finally got our luggage. I had no luggage.
Terrible.
By the way, we all got up this morning and no one saw you.
I was
up. I did.
Did you sleep in till like noon? Or
no, what's your normal?
She was awake.
Please, what are you doing? Roger, what are you doing this morning?
I didn't hear. Brendan. What? Oh, yeah, Brendan wakes up the dead.
Well, Brendan, what did you get to see? I saw you outside this morning and I said hello to you from my bedroom window, didn't I?
Frank, like, literally stuck his butt out the window.
I mooned him this morning. So
it was bad. Funny. You should have that thing looked at, by the way.
Is that big sore?
Goldilocks, please let down your hair.
We're out of control. We're out of control.
God, that wasn't his hair that was hanging out.
God! Oh, stop it. Stop it. This
Wait,
is a
Wait, did you all
show.
See those glow-in-the-dark balls over there?
That's so cool.
I think they're
that's
so cool.
Where are they?
Yeah, it's right.
Was that in reference to what Brendan
Knight
was talking
Sports
about?
Night Sports USA. They've got the greatest balls.
What? In here?
Yeah, Night Sports USA.
Glow in the dark. We play Night Sports right over here.
Really?
We're lighting up the whole house in blue.
And all different colors.
Sweaty makes those.
Sweaty.
No.
It's a baked good. It's cookies. It's a Christmas time.
I like the PGA Tour. I like this show.
All right, before we say goodbye, anything else you want to say about Golf Genius?
I do want to say something about Golf Genius.
We love Golf Genius. Is there a website people can know more, find out more about this?
GolfGenius.com and discover why the USGA is collaborating with Golf Genius Software to provide golf tournament management software to their golf associations and their thousands of GEN members nationwide. So the handicap program will now be going through Golf Genius Software. That is an incredible endorsement for a piece of software.
Very cool.
That's really cool.
Well, we're about to lose all our electronic ability here.
Yeah, we're going to have to get out of here.
Okay. Amish Radio, here we go.
This is... This is Monday, but Tuesday we'll be back. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You name it, we'll be here all week at the Azalea House for the 83rd Masters at Augusta National. So excited about this. It's just getting started. We're just getting warmed up. And when you join us tomorrow, we'll have a lot more great things going on. So be sure to be here tomorrow for our show. Laura, thanks so much for being with
us. We'll see you tomorrow on the show.
Can't wait. Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk more about That's America to me tomorrow, too.
Perfect.
Thanks to Kerry Morris, Keith Bank, for Frank Bassett, Brendan Sweeney, Laura Bryna. I'm Tim Matthews. We love each and every one of you. Please join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.